coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. For those of you who don't know, I went to college at the University of California in Berkeley. I came out a dedicated liberal. I didn't really know much about anything, even though I thought I was pretty smart. After all, I graduated with all sorts of honors and a Phi Beta Kappa Chi and a minor in history. But it wasn't until 1962 when I turned on the wrong television program. I really wanted to watch the series The Naked City, telling about, the 8 million stories in the Naked City. Wonderful program. And instead of that, I got some poor old fellows standing up there talking about how the media in America was controlled, how Fidel Castro was a communist, had always been a communist, and our government brought him to power because they knew he was a communist, that America was not a democracy, it was a republic. And I thought that is the most absurd thing I ever heard. And three times I got up to change the channel, and three times I couldn't change the channel. And I listened to what that old man had to say, and there was something about him. There was almost an aura of truth. Could it be that the media in America was really controlled? Well, 43 years later, I not only know the media is controlled, I know who's controlling it. And to discuss that with us this afternoon, we've got Johnny Hayes. Hi, Johnny. How you doing?
Well, I'm fine. How about you, Dr. Stan?
All right, why don't you, our listeners sort of really don't know you, so why don't you tell them just a little bit about yourself? I know you have a radio program. I know you're doing a great job at trying to wake people up across America, but since you're a new guest here, tell us a little bit about yourself and what motivated you to get involved in talk radio.
Well, I was born in Pittsburgh in upstate New York, raised there practically, and I went to a college for my bachelor's in chemistry and biology, and then I earned two master's degrees, one in education and another one in research, and then my doctorate was in the humanities with an emphasis on world studies and eschatology to a certain extent. And I had become a born-again Christian, if I can use that term loosely, back in, I was still in college, guess the 80s. And a drunk driver put me through a car windshield, and I had over 16 surgeries on my face. And that, coupled with my father's death, led me towards the Lord, because it was either I was going to walk away for good or I was going to walk towards him. And so I walked towards him, and it was the best decision I ever made. That doesn't mean I didn't backslide through time, because I have. But I learned while working on my doctorate all of these things that were going on in the world that, much like you said, that you think you know it, but then when you get out in the real world, you don't know it.
You realize how little you actually do know, and that your education has not been to inform you, but not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the young people going to college today.
Well, that's a good way to put it. And I found that a lot of people, I would say the majority, Stan, of the people don't know what's going on, don't care to know what's going on, don't want to be involved. And yet, we are being swept off our feet by evil and sitting back with our can of beer and our pizza and watching television and saying, hey, fine, just don't bother me.
Well, unfortunately, we are all involved whether we want to be or not. And if America is lost, then, of course, life will become almost meaningless. We need to do everything we can to try to save America. We're in for difficult times, and the only thing that's going to get us through is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Johnny Hayes, and she started out as so many people going to college, but she was taking her doctorate degree and began to realize really what was going on in the world. And so you actually, of course, eventually got your own radio program, didn't you, Johnny?
Yes, I did. Actually, before that happened, I actually speak internationally. And somebody came along and said to me, you really need to be on the radio because you know, the speaking experience, and I'm a former professor and a 14-book author, and he says, you know, you do okay on radio. And when I'm not stuttering or blustering, I do okay. But, yes, I have my own radio program, and it's called The New World Order Disorder. And I interview people like you and people such as Ed Klein, who wrote the book on the truth about Hillary. A lot of Christians I have come on. And the focus then is to let people know this is what's going on in the world. You need to take action. And just, you know, stop lollygating around and do something.
All right, well, we're going to talk a little bit about the control of the media. I think the most difficult thing for the average citizen to accept is that the media really is very tightly controlled. So many of the major stories we never hear discussed. We hear a lot of arguments back and forth between right and left, Republicans and Democrats, and the liberal and conservative. And it's all sort of like Laurel and Hardy or Amos and Andy arguing back and forth. It's all showbiz. The real issues we never talk about.
Right, right. And media is something to be very wary of. You know, back in, I think it was 1950, there were about 50 corporations that controlled the majority of the U.S. media. In 2004, there were 5. So only a handful of people and or corporations control all the media of the world. Now, the implications for that is just, they're outstanding because you have to consider what the purposes of the media and what kind of influence they have over us.
And of course, they can, as Edward Bernays said, they can mold our minds, they can form our tastes, they can suggest our ideas, and they're all done by men we've largely never heard of. Edward Bernays wrote that in his book Propaganda back in 1929. He was the nephew of Sigmund Freud and the man who got women smoking, got the people to accept the idea of going into World War I. They were willing to accept water fluoridation. He was a wonderful propagandist, and he controlled the minds of the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and other stations have now joined us again. Our guest today is Johnny Hayes, and we're going to be talking about really control of the media. And Johnny was saying that back in the 50s or so, where there were about 50 corporations that dominated the media, today there are 5 major corporations that dominate all aspects of the media, and that would, of course, be the television and the radio and the newspapers and the magazines and the publishing houses, and largely control what we think. What are those corporations?
Well, you know, before I go over those, Dan, one of the things I wanted to stress to people is that these corporations who own the media are interlocking, which means that you take Disney. Disney certainly owns its own materials, but it also invests in others as well. And they have theme parks and sports teams, and it's incredible what these companies own. In other words, not only could they never go broke because they have so much diversity, but more importantly, their influence stretches way beyond the newspaper and the radio and the television and books and magazines. It stretches out to the baseball fields and the football fields and amusement parks. But you say, what are the major ones? Well, certainly, AOL Time Warner is probably the largest of all of them. And I'm trying to remember how many, how many billions of dollars they bring in, but I can tell you this, that their employees are around, I believe it's 79,000. So you see the size of that. The second one is Walt Disney. That's scary because, you know, if Walt Disney were alive today, would he be happy with it? Look what Disney has done, and this is just one of these many major corporations. Disney has promoted homosexuality. And so when young kids see this, you know, they certainly think, well, this must be okay. After all, Disney and Mickey Mouse and all of them think this is just great. You see what I'm saying?
And oh, absolutely. And the problem is that they work it into their cartoons, they work it into their stories, and some of their stories really are wonderful. And because some of them are so good, we're not wary and realize that some of them, of course, are putting in all sorts of ideas to shape our reality. Some of these ideas are not good at all. And so you never really know what's going on. And unless you're aware that they are intentionally trying to manipulate you, to get you to do things that ordinarily you would not do, or to accept ideas you wouldn't ordinarily accept, unless you realize that there is an organized effort to manipulate our reality, you wouldn't even know you're being manipulated. You think it's entertainment. But there's far more than that. I mean, there really is an agenda to destroy our belief in God and in family and in country.
There is an agenda, and these media are really change agents. You know, Gerald Levin, who is chief executive of AOL Time Warner, said while he was in a discussion with CNN, he said that the future of the media mergers would even grow some more, and they would become the dominant industry of the 21st century, so powerful that they might, in fact, become more powerful than the government.
Almost sounds like Edward Bellamy writing in his book, Looking Backward, in the early 1880s, where he talked about how eventually all the corporations of all the world were merged into the great corporation, which was one with the government, controlling every aspect of life, and creating this wonderful socialist society created by the great corporation, is what they called it.
Well, isn't that what's happening? You know, we used to look at places like Russia or the Soviet Union and say, those poor people, they're not getting the truth. Well, neither are we.
But you see, the average American doesn't understand that. They expect that this would take place in a totalitarian country, but they would not expect it to be taking place here with five mega corporations. And, of course, that's Bertelsmann, Disney, Fox, Viacom, and Times Warner, the five mega corporations that dominate the media here. And, you know, I very often will call the major publishing houses in New York to get a book. And it's amazing how all of these major all of these publishing houses have been bought up. So there are only one or two. I mean, they'll have maybe 15 publishers all owned by the same people. They used to be independent. And that's why you can't get books published that really tell the truth. You can get books published that they will tell you what they want you to hear, and sometimes they appear to be telling the truth, and sometimes they're telling part of the truth, but a book that will really tell you what's going on, you're not going to find it on the shelves of your local bookstore.
No, of course not, and that's why a lot of people, particularly Christians, have turned to publish or print on demand. And, you know, I would not encourage everybody to do that, because there are many books out there that aren't that good, that should have been published. But when you're dealing with, say, Knopf or Simon and Schuster, they're bought. So they have this agenda, as we were talking about. And in this agenda, if your book doesn't follow what they want, then you're not going to get published. And, of course, Christians don't have that same agenda, and they're the least likely to get published. You look at Thomas Nelson. It used to be one of the most respected Christian publishing houses. And they have pretty much sold their soul.
Well, of course, the other tricks that they would use is they'll publish your book, they just won't distribute it.
Right.
Or they'll publish your book, and they'll shred it, you know. Or they will publish your book and of course, make sure that they don't give it any publicity so that nobody ever hears your book. These are all tricks that they will use. Or they will publish your book and they're never printed. I mean, that actually happened to a woman named Gertrude Coogan, who had written about finance. There are all these tricks. And then who do you complain to? They give you the money. That's what they did to with Jim Mars after he wrote his book, The War on Terror. And I believe it was going to be published by Harper Brothers, who'd publish his other books. But because there were things in that they didn't want the American people to know, why, of course, they simply gave him the money for it, but they wouldn't print the book. They didn't want the American people to know about the War on Terror, what really happened on 9/11.
Well, this is true, and not only do they not publish it, but they turn around and discredit you as well. what the media does, the damage from the media is frightening. You know, the media shapes society in individual thinking. It promotes causes that it believes in, not necessarily what we believed in. And you touched on the war on terrorism. But even look at the Iraqi war, how much the media was favorable for our going into Iraq and because of weapons of mass destruction. Well, who did they favor? They certainly didn't favor the truth on that. So there's much mind control and propaganda that goes on with the media. Even now, there's non-disclosure of many of the advertisements. I don't know if you knew this or not, Stan, but I guess about a year or two ago, in fact, it's still going on, the government put up something like $18 billion for the stations to run ads on anti-drug. Well, the problem with that was not that the idea wasn't good, but the problem was nowhere did it show that there was government involvement in producing a message for the people. And when you mix government with media and with freedoms, you have a totalitarian society.
Well, I think, of course, the thing about drugs is the largest procurer and distributor of drugs anywhere in the world today is the United States government. Where is the largest production of heroin today? Why, it's in Afghanistan. Who controls Afghanistan? The United States government. Our troops are over there. They could destroy the drug trade tomorrow. So when the wicked Taliban were there, of course, there weren't any drugs. They controlled the drugs. They stopped the drug production. When the Americans came in, why the poppy fields flowered. Now, what's wrong with this picture? Why don't the American people look at it and say, hey, is it possible that we're tolerating, that we're allowing, maybe we even want that heroin? We keep talking about how we've got to stop drugs. You know, we started a war on drugs back in 1960s. And we got more drugs than ever before. We started a war on poverty, and we got more poverty. We started a war, on cancer, and we've got more cancer. And we now have a war on terrorism, and we have more terrorism. Maybe the problem is not the issue. Maybe the problem is who's fighting that war, and we're fighting it to lose.
Well, I think part of it is that they want to destroy the United States, because these companies are not just United States bound. They're transnational corporations. And the last thing they want are free-thinking civilization. So that's why they feed our mind with whatever they want us to know. And once in a while now, they'll pop up with something that makes them look really good, such as the Dan Rather thing, where it came out that he was given bad information.
But, of course, was he intentionally given bad information so that we would not be then questioning whether Bush really did serve his time in the National Guard? In other words, did they intentionally give Dan Rather faulty information, so the issue became not did George Bush serve his time in the National Guard as he was supposed to? The question was, did Dan Rather put out faulty information? So how clever they are to shift the thrust of the argument so that you're no longer thinking about what the issue was, you're thinking about the argument.
And they use Hegelian dialectics to do this. You know, they do where they tell you one thing and then they tell you the opposite, and they synthesize a whole new concept.
Well, of course, we see this in what's going on in the anti-war movement. And Cindy Sheehan is on one side, and the president's on the other. You pick your choice. Which one do you want to support? Do you want to support pulling out, or do you want to support keeping our troops there and dying? But nobody ever asks, why did we really go in? I mean, why didn't we catch Osama bin Laden? Why was it that the book that we carry called Crude Politics that points out that our troops weren't allowed to get Osama bin Laden, the publisher refused to do anything to really try to distribute it, and still has 15,000 of the original 20,000 copies, at least. This is what I was told by the author. Why would they suppress the fact that we're not trying to get Osama bin Laden? And why, when we can read a newspaper from space, can't we find this 6'5" or 6'6" Marfan's Arab who towers over all the other Arabs? We could identify him before the 9/11 attack, but see, we just can't find him now.
I think we'll have to talk about this,
we'll be back in just a moment with Jenny Hayes right here at Radio Liberty.
the Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In the last 3 years, gold and silver have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So,
agreed.
You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4045. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Johnny Hayes, we're just talking about, well, so many of the issues that are out there. Let's talk about, just quickly, about Vietnam, Iraq. You know, we want to say, should we pull out or should we stay there? Nobody ever asks, why are we in such a quagmire over there? Nobody ever asks why, when Paul Bremer came in, he immediately disregarded the advice of Lieutenant General Jay Garner and dissolved the 400-man Iraqi military, which could have kept things in order, and there wouldn't have been any looting, and there wouldn't have been any disorder, and there wouldn't have been any insurgents, and they would have had a stable society. So he destroys the army, immediately disbands it after we had promised the soldiers and the military leaders that we would. not do that. In other words, they would have jobs, and if they would not fight, then we would keep them on. We gave them our pledge, that we gave our honor. We gave them our promise. And the first thing we did was break the promise. Why would we do a stupid thing like that? And then begin firing the police and firing the civil servants and loud looting. The civil servants, of course, provided the electricity and the water and the sewage. Why would you do something like that unintentionally and going against the advice of senior military people unless you wanted to create chaos? But nobody ever suggests that. Oh, no, the issue is Cindy Sheehan or George Bush, and who should be back? So we focus the attention on the wrong issue. Have you noticed that, Jenny?
Well,
Johnny?
The elite does that. The elite creates a problem and then comes up and shows the opposite side of it and pretends to solve it, when in reality what they've created is chaos. And chaos, we know, is total control by the elite. While we're in the quagmire of thinking, you know, all these things are going wrong. But let me ask you something, Stan, because this goes right along with what you're saying. Do you really think there are terrorists acting on their own against our country, as in 9/11? And the reason I asked that was I was interviewed right after 9/11, and somebody, I had said to them, they were talking about 9/11, and I said, I really think it's government-backed. And, of course, I can't begin to tell you how many phone calls came in while I was on that radio station yelling at me for even suggesting something like that. But now here we stand, you know, how many years later now, 4+ years later, and people are saying, well, you know, it looks like that 9/11, the buildings, that whole demolition of the buildings was planned. So my question then is, are we actually behind the terrorists so that the elite can gain more control of what we have, take away more of our freedom through the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, because we're afraid these terrorists are going to get us when these terrorists are really United States back?
Well, who is funding the insurgents in Iraq today? They're being funded in large part by Saudi Arabia. Our good friends, the Saudis. In fact, I don't know how many of you saw the pictures of George Bush holding hands with this Prince Bandar recently, walking hand in hand with him. So, anyway, I think that we only need to know that the Saudis financed a number of the terrorists, the 9/11 terrorists. That's covered in a book called Intelligence Matters by Senator Bob Graham. All I can just suggest is that we know that the Saudis were financing it, and that information has been suppressed from the American people, and I wonder why. But let's get back to the subject of media control, because I think you're absolutely right. What they do is they intentionally confuse us to the point where we can't think these things through clearly, and I don't think there's any question at all that there was advanced knowledge of 9/11. They knew it was going to come, they knew it was going to happen, and they did not try to stop it, and that's unconscionable. And the fact that they've used the media to cover that up fairly effectively, you know, I think simply reflects the degree of control they have and how they're able to manipulate what the American people think.
Well, and that's the whole point of the media being owned by these five handful of people who are really the elite, and some of them are part of the central banking system, also with investments in Wall Street. So, you know, here they are, you know, they're shaping how we think, and the 9/11 thing was because they want us to be afraid. They want to mold us, they want to shape us. They do not want us to be free-thinking individuals who would question them.
And, of course, I think the most frightening part of this is, of course, I believe they intend to destroy America. I believe that they intend to collapse our economy. I think that they intend to involve us in World War III. I think they intend to create all sorts of the truly biblical plagues that we read about in Revelation 6:8. And, of course, what will the response of the American people be? I fear many people will look to the government to solve our problem without realizing the government has actually created the problems, so many of the problems that face us today.
most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Johnny Hayes. We're talking about the control of the media here. Is the media controlled? Is it possible that five mega corporations control the American media? Well, a wonderful book we call The New Media Monopoly. It's written by a professor up at the University of California in Berkeley, Professor Ben Bekdakian. Have you read his book at all, Johnny?
I've read his material. In fact, one of the quotes that I gave you tonight came out of his material.
And I really think it's so important that you really understand out there in the listening audience that, you know, we have a few small radio stations across the country, but I will tell you that I hear from everybody. These are systematically being bought up, and they're doing away with the talk programs, or they're playing music, or they're going to business. But the last thing they want is the continued availability of the people to hear the truth. The Internet, though, has been great. What about control of the Internet? Do you think we're getting truth out of the Internet, Johnny?
I think they're going to do whatever they can to sabotage it or take ownership of it. And in fact, many of them own, through like Sun Microsystems and Microsoft, they own part of the Internet. If they had their way, they would shut down the Internet or give themselves complete control over it so that people like you and I, your listeners, weren't able to communicate via the Internet about what's going on. And I do think, Stan, I really think that they do watch what we say on the Internet, meaning the email and whatnot. They not only control the media, but they control us because they track us. They surveil us. You know, they do all of these things so they know what we're doing.
And I think that really is so important. If you are out in the listening audience, you're up on the Internet, they're tracking where you are going, what sites you go to. And that's how, of course, they will know, for instance, that some of these people have been going to these terrorist websites. So don't think about going there, because if you go there, why, you're immediately going to be labeled as a terrorist. They have dossiers on all American citizens. And if you doubt that, you need to read that wonderful book by General William Odom, came out in 2003, called Fixing Intelligence, where he tells, well, he doesn't tell you that they have the dossiers. He simply asks the question, should the military, should the Defense Department be collecting dossiers on American citizens? He's sworn, of course, having headed the NSA, not to reveal what he knows, but he can certainly ask the questions in a book, can't he? And do you think that the military should be collecting dossiers on all American citizens?
No, and do you remember years ago when they did it on people like the Berrigans, and people were outraged that they would follow Americans like that and create profiles of them. Now this is common. In fact, they want to make a world database of all of us, not only through the whole identification and tracking system, but they want to do it in such a way that whether you live in Pennsylvania or you live in Sydney, Australia, we are on record.
And they really want to catalog everybody in the world, and they have the ability to do that. That's
yes,
what's
they
so
do.
Incredible. And, of course, if you read the scriptures, you'll find out that we're told that time will come, you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name, or bear the mark of the beast. How did they know 2,000 years ago that we would come to a time where they could have a totally cashless society? And this is what we're talking about. How did they know, unless perhaps we're following a master plan put forward by the master planner?
Well, that's true. And, you know, I wonder that myself, and I'll tell you why. My husband is in computing, and he's been in computing many years. He's a director. And I guess it was maybe about 15 years ago, maybe even a little bit longer, I said to him, is it really possible they can put all this information about us on a little tiny chip? And he looked at me and said, absolutely. And he says, it will take a lot of work to do it, to get the database going. Once it's done, that, you know, like the Belgium beast, the big computers, the supercomputers, then it's no problem. They can track everything we do. I mean, you consider the fact that they can put a helicopter over our house and see what we're doing inside the house.
But, of course, they don't have to do that. They can do it from a satellite from outer space.
Yeah.
Without your even knowing the satellite is watching you. And that is the incredible thing that they're able to do with technology, monitoring everybody. But, gee, shucks, we can't find Osama bin Laden. He's hiding someplace in a cave. Let me tell you that Osama bin Laden's a very ill man. He has to have dialysis, and he isn't in a cave in Pakistan, contrary to everything you're being told. And the government knows exactly where he is. Let's get back to media control. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question on this subject, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, Johnny, do you think that the average individual really has any idea of this media, this fact that the media is actually controlled by five, or dominated by five mega corporations that really do determine what most people think and believe?
No, they have no idea. That is even beyond their comprehension, and they wouldn't even consider thinking about it. For them to turn on CBS and get the news is great. Pick up their morning newspaper, they think they're getting the truth. No, they don't know that. And it's such a conflict of interest, and it is such an invasion, because, you know, if they have an amusement park, like I said earlier, and they create characters, well then, certainly, that very same company that owns newspapers and magazines and TV and radio, they hit us. They give us an onslaught of what they want us to believe, the agenda. No, people don't know this. They need to know it. They need to understand that we are being spoon-fed what they want us to know, how they want us to know, and how much of it they want us to know.
And I think we see this all the time. For instance, the deluge of information about the avian flu, the threat of avian flu. I mean, 55, 58 people have died. And yet, how many articles do we see about the threat of avian flu? And now we're beginning to see articles suddenly surfacing telling us that we may be facing an economic collapse. Nothing new about this, but suddenly if you begin watching the newspapers, you'll see more and more articles about the threat of economic problems. About 2 or 3 months ago, we had every major means of communication in America was talking about autism. And the fact that we don't know what produces this epidemic of autism, but we can assure you it's in no way related to the mercury in the vaccines. So they coordinate this information, this deluge on the minds of the American people, and they do it so effectively, don't they, Johnny?
They do it effectively, and they have professional people. They're called perception managers. And their whole goal is to package everything for us so that it's palatable and that we believe it. And, you know, you were talking about they're going to destroy America. Well, on one of my radio shows, well, actually a couple of different ones, I had Joan V on and Michael Trudeau on, and they're experts on finances. They say without a doubt it's coming. And now that a global taxation is happening, we are really going to see our country just, you know, shred, because we don't have anything to base our currency on. These whole media owners, they own everything else, so, you know, they're not worried about it. It's a very sad situation.
And really, it's so important that people understand that there is an organized plan to impoverish the American people, to redistribute the wealth of the American populace. And if you doubt that, you need to get a copy of the Earth Charter, read point number 10. That's the Earth Charter, read point number 10, where they talk about redistribution of the wealth within nations and between nations. Redistribution of the wealth within nations and between nations. What do you mean redistribute wealth between nations? That means transferring wealth from America to other nations.
Right.
That's what it's all about. They know exactly what they're doing. That's, of course, why they're driving up the price of oil. They're doing everything they can to block coming up with a logical solution. This is why, of course, they're doing everything they can to transfer our factories and our jobs. And then certainly the wealth of this country. We can give massive loans to other countries. You know, we can guard the border of Iraq. We can't even guard our own border here. Well, we've got Jim calling from Missouri. Let's see what Jim has to say. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, first, real quick about the image management. If I was a Democrat running for a dog catcher anywhere, I would put the video of President Bush walking with that guy hand in hand in my... in my commercial, the oil prices are.
did you see that picture? Wasn't that amazing?
We don't do that in Mississippi, where I came from.
I know.
I have a question for you. Do you think, now this is, I'm sorry, this is a little bit off the topic, but with all the states, you know, they act like now you have to have a prescription to get coal tablets in some of these states, where I don't know how many of those got used for coal tablets, but do you think they'll start smuggling those up now over the border?
You're talking the Sudafed that they used to make the methamphetamine with?
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that, Johnny?
Well, first of all, I think that the pharmacies are a part of this whole new world order, and I think that we are going to see even things like herbs come to a point where we're not going to be able to get them without a prescription, and yes, they're going to start smuggling them in. You know, we're going to places like Canada right now for our medication. So, you know, definitely, I see that the pharmacies have the upper hand on everything.
I don't know whether they're going to be smuggling them in from south of the border, but you know, the thing is that there really is a problem with methamphetamine. And so what are we doing? I mean, methamphetamine, certainly it works like dextrodrine. We start our kids in grammar school on Ritalin. How does it work? It's a dextrodrine-like drug. It works exactly the same way. And then we wonder why we have such an epidemic of addiction. Anything else, Jim?
Well, Pat Buchanan wrote a very good article today, a column that's on WorldNet Daily, where he said that, and he knows this won't happen, but it won't go through, but he said some courageous Republican, what with all these governors declaring states of emergency, should put in a bill of impeachment against President Bush for
failing to protect our borders.
Oh, my goodness, you'll be cited as a terrorist if you suggest something like that, Jim. Thanks so very much.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Ben calling from Salinas. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, sir. And to answer the last gentleman's question, don't they smuggle white lightning and cigarettes?
They smuggle anything, of course, to make a profit.
There you go, sir. My question is referring to Mr. Bush's speech yesterday, a reaction from you and your guest. He said we have to get into the bankruptcy mentality. Now, is he telegraphing to us that they know they've already plundered the national debt in the name of this illegal war? Does he know that, and is he telegraphing that this crash of 2008 we're hearing about is really going to happen and cause the greater depression than we saw in the 30s, sir?
Well, I didn't actually see what he saw. Johnny, do you have any comment on that? I didn't see the article.
Well, one of the things that the elite does is that they forewarn us so that we will accept it. And they forewarn us through the media, through little tidbits here and there, so that when it actually happens, we've been so ingrained with it, we say, well, that seems right. Well, yeah, I mean, your question was,
Is he telegraphing the bankruptcy aspect of our future?
I think our country is bankrupt. And I think that he's not only telling us this, he's preparing us for the collapse of the dollar. Why in the world did this happen? Simply because of poor management. You know, we were supposed to be the wealthiest and the greatest nation on earth, and we are one of the most bankrupt countries.
Yeah. And then why isn't Mr. Greenspan doing his job for which he's paid and telling us the truth of the numbers so that we don't have to be under this war budget to depleting our own people? And he's going to go tell the old people today in Tech and Arizona where they have to give up Medicare or the hope thereof. We need national health care. It should be our right.
No, Ben, I would disagree with you. It's not a right to be taken care of. It is only a right
to live and die, sir?
No, I don't. We should have, it is not the function of the federal government. When I practiced medicine, when I got started and when I trained, every community had a health care system to take care of the people.
Right.
When you look to the federal government, you're going to find out you're guaranteed health care, but you're going to die because you can't get it. But let's have local control and locally provided health care. And let's get the government out of medicine. It's not going to happen. God
bless. How about a doctor just hanging out a shingle?
He can't hang out. I think he's got to have a government license. Let's go to Roger calling from Pennsylvania. And I know Ben's frustration. But when we look to the government to solve our problems, we find we get more problems. Would you agree or disagree with that, Johnny?
Oh, I definitely agree. I think we need less government rather than more.
And of course, socialized medicine just doesn't work. I'll never forget being in Edinburgh some years ago, and the chief of orthopedic surgery at Edinburgh commented to me that he had two lists of patients. One were the emergency patients. He could get them in, immediately for surgery. The other was the elective group. And, if you got on the elective list for orthopedic surgery, you never got taken care of unless, as he said, unless you're a commissar. If you're a commissar, meaning a government official, why we have to put you in immediately. So whenever the government takes over control of medicine, why you're going to have simply longer and longer lines, and the only way you're going to get care is by bribing the doctors as they do in any socialist country. Socialism is not the solution, it's part of the problem. Let's go to Roger calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
Yes, thanks. I just wanted to inject an all-too-rare note of optimism, and that is I had just heard that in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic that Sean Hannity has lost 63% of that audience in the last year. And I heard about Rush Limbaugh. He lost, it was at least 25%, but I didn't get that number. None of that's verified. And I thought that was great with respect to both of them, in that I heard Sean just today putting some more lipstick on that pig that is the Iraq War.
All right, fine. Do you have any comment at all on what Roger's saying, Johnny?
Well, I really can't add much to that, but I think that we need to be careful, again, who we listen to, because a lot of these people, and I'm not talking about Sean Hannity in particular, but a lot of these people actually have been put up by the very elite people, by the very media, we're supposed to be wary of.
And I think that I agree totally. I think that right now our best source of information is on shortwave, on the Internet, and, of course, on the patriotic networks. But they've been infiltrated as well. You can be sure that they have people putting out disinformation on radio. They have people putting out disinformation on shortwave. They have people putting out disinformation on the Internet. You've got to learn how you can who you can trust, Roger. And I'll tell you. God bless. Thanks so much. Well, Johnny, we're just about out of time here. What's your parting thought for our listeners?
I think my parting thought is just stay close to the Lord. Ask Him for guidance. And listen. You know, be quiet and listen. And I think that's our salvation. No matter what the crazy world is doing, He is our peace and salvation.
And our really only hope is in the Lord. Because back of all that saints have planted, our foes have plotted, back of all that saints have planned, back of the schemes of men and demons is the higher hidden hand. Warp and woof are heaven created, every pattern good and wise. Oft perplexed by earthly standards, but good and wise in heavenly eyes. So with that thought, Johnny, thank you so very much for being with us. And I'm looking forward to being on your program. I think it's the 30th of November. And maybe we can solve the problems of the world then.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free. 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Are you concerned? Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I would simply mention, if you'd like to get a copy of that book we were talking about, it's called The New Media Monopoly, written by Ben Bechtak. We carry it. We think it is important for you to realize that the media is controlled. And then, of course, who's funding so much of this? Well, the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It was written in 1958, and we've kept this in print for many, many years. Why? Because you have to understand who funds the communists, who funds the radical left. It's being funded in large part by our great tax-exempt foundations, who funded Alfred Kinsey, who funded the rewriting of our textbooks, who funded the taking over our universities. It was these same people who funded the rewriting of American history, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest you get a copy of the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Also, that you get the new Media Monopoly. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set called The Secret Government. There really is a secret government. We have a four-tape set called Secret Societies. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the video or audio tape, let me suggest that you get that. If you want, of course, a very dramatic, much longer talk, that's called The Secrets of the Illuminati, but it's basically the same talk, only you'll see much of the documentation up there on the screen. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It was Thomas Jefferson who said that if a people expect to be both live both ignorant and free in a state of civilization, they expect what never was and never will be. And this is so important. You have to find out if we're telling the truth. If we're not telling the truth, you've got nothing to worry about. If we're telling the truth, then you could end up impoverished, with absolutely no hope and no wealth and no freedom. And, of course, the most important would be the loss of freedom in your family, your finances. You can always get along. You'd live in a lower living standards, but you lose your family, and then, of course, you lose your freedom. Then understand that Christianity is under attack today. In America, we were different than any other nation. Why? Because our freedoms come from God. That is what it says in the Declaration of Independence, and that's why in some schools across America, they won't even allow them to post the Declaration. Why? Because we're supposed to believe our freedom comes from government. That's why a prayer is under attack today. That's why a mention of God in our schools is under attack. It's all right to teach the theory of evolution as fact, but don't you dare mention that a God created or there is something like intelligent design. You must understand that there is a conspiracy against God. And when you understand there's a conspiracy against God and the individual freedom, then everything begins to make sense. Let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the video and the audio tape and the book for $29.95 plus shipping. It will give you a sound basis and the books to begin looking into, find out how people within the elite in this country finance communism for its inception, creating the best enemy money could buy, so the American people were willing to pay their taxes and allow massive expansion of the government power and put the money into the military so we could build satellites, not to watch the wicked communists, so we could watch the wicked Americans. And this is what it's about, collecting dossiers on everybody, developing the computer technology, creating the cashless society as we move towards the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Ever closer to those prophecies that are laid out there with the release of the four horsemen of the apocalypse on an unsuspecting world. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Go there, evaluate what we have. Check our information. Find out if we're wrong. Prove us wrong. And I think that you'll find you won't be able to. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. And draw closer to the Lord. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.